WTAW news time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 51 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by groundshuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort with groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Last weekend brought two rounds of criminal damage cases in the Twin Cities. College Station police received 9 cases of vehicle windows being broken. 8 of the 9 victims filed reports on Sunday. None of the vehicles were burglarized. Bryan police took 11 reports on Saturday of vehicles getting egged. There were no specific areas of either city where the damage took place. For the first time in 6 years, a Bryan police officer has shot a civilian. And Police Chief Eric Buskey says Officer Stephen Laughlin followed policy while dealing with the domestic disturbance Sunday night.
To defend your life or someone else's life. And I believe that Officer Laughlin felt that he was in immediate peril.
Laughlin was one of two officers at the home of the man's ex-girlfriend in far west Bryan, north of the Brazos County Expo. Buskey referred to video from Laughlin's body camera as a man who had one of his hands in a back pocket kept asking the officer questions that the chief believes leads to the possibility the man wanted to be shot.
The male then rapidly pulled out the black object from his back pocket and took a shooting stance and pointed it at Officer Laughlin. Officer Laughlin dropped to cover and fired his handgun several times, striking the male.
Buskey says the object the man pulled out was a cell phone. The 33-year-old unidentified man, who is not being charged with any crime, is hospitalized in stable condition and is alert. Officer Laughlin is on administrative leave. A Brazos County District Court jury took about 40 minutes to convict a Bryan man of sex crimes against two teenaged girls. According to the district attorney's office, 27-year-old Joshua Saucedo was sentenced by the judge to a total of 90 years. Saucedo will not be eligible for parole until serving 30 years. The Texas A&M University System says it has the cash flow to take advantage of a bullish stock market to wait on removing hundreds of millions of dollars of income until the end of the fiscal year.
They didn't want to liquidate investments early while they were still having the benefit of the rising stock market.
The report from the system's chief financial officer, Billy Hamilton, at last week's Board of Regents meeting was questioned by Regents Chairman Cliff Thomas of Victoria.
Yeah, I'd take it when it's supposed to be done, if it were me.
Hamilton says there is no danger in losing the $288 million the A&M system will get from what's called the Available University Fund, which is administered by the University of Texas system. Texas lawmakers are again trying to bar voluntary payroll deductions from state employee paychecks. A bill barring deductions of union dues cleared the Senate last session but died in a House committee. The governor and lieutenant governor have cheered the return of the proposal, which will be fought again by labor groups. Some Republicans have questioned the proposal's singling out unions but allowing paycheck deductions for some charities. WTAW news time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 51 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by groundshuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let groundshuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. Ground Shuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan-College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute comfortably in local shuttles with reclining seats and power outlets, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With Ground Shuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and private car service in the new Mercedes S350. Groundshuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Oh man, Steve, what happened to you?
You're not gonna believe this. I was cruising here in my new Camry, sunroof open, listening to the radio, following the nav's predictive traffic for the fastest route. That's when I saw smoke coming from the pet store. I hit those paddle shifters, called 911 on the Bluetooth, and sped right up to the building. Now, it was rescue time. I ran through the flames and the smoke and pulled out 10 kittens, an iguana, 17 goldfish, a family of hedgehogs, a goat, and a 150-year-old tortoise. The owner gave me this pet ferret as a reward. His name is Señor Bendito.
Wait, you got a new Camry?
The 2017 Camry, with sporty looks and the latest tech. It'll surprise a few people.
Qualified buyers get 0% APR for 72 months, or qualified lessees can lease a new 2017 Camry LE for only $199 a month for 36 months, with $1,999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. See packages and options at toyota.com for feature availability. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and 2/28/17.
Earl, what are you doing?
I'm trying to set up these old cast iron bathtubs I found in the junkyard for me and my old lady, you know, like you see in them romance and pill commercials.
But those cast iron bathtubs look brand new. What did you do to them after you left the junkyard?
Well, I took your advice, took them down to Tax Bracket Schnauzer Loafing to have them powder coated.
You mean Jackrabbit powder coating?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Earl, let's just hope your romance game is stronger than your listening one. Next time, don't forget, it's Jackrabbit Powder Coating, a company worth remembering.
Let's do some weather, shall we? 7:10, may as well. Weather's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on ActionSportsTX.com.
We're off to another mild start this morning with temperatures in the 60s, but eventually they'll fall back into the 50s by late today. Some rain developing, it'll be breezy. There's the chance of a few strong thunderstorms as well. Tonight, clouds, breezy, overnight lows 40 to 45. Sunshine, breezy, cooler tomorrow, high of only 60. Clear tomorrow night, 35 to 40. We'll have sunny weather during the day Thursday. Temperatures Thursday around 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, an A&M men's basketball freshman forward Robert Williams has been named co-SEC Freshman of the Week. Meanwhile, mark up an unprecedented 100 straight victories for UConn's women's basketball team. And in the NBA, the Spurs have earned their 20th consecutive winning season. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So yeah, 51 now. 51.
Yeah, it's dropped a little since we started.
We were at 66, I think, an hour ago.
And we have already gotten an email from Bryan Police. There is an accident at Highway 21 at Harvey Mitchell, so please avoid that area if possible. Yep. And slow down.
Yep.
Slow down.
Yep. Winds sustained at 21 miles an hour out of the northwest, gusting to 35. So got that going on.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And this puppy is going to be right on top of Loop 610 at 8 o'clock.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah, yikes. Boy, it ought to be fun there. Now, it hadn't even hit Houston yet. It's just kind of on the outskirts of Houston. But, yeah, when it gets there, that'll be fun. And so, anyway, if you're driving any, if you head west, you're gonna be in it, like, all the way west of Austin. If you're going to Dallas, heavy rain all the way up there. And I wonder if that's doing anything with the flights. As far as the heaviest cells of rain, they go down all the way to Corpus Christi. And as we talked about earlier this morning, this is really part of a system that goes all the way up into West Virginia.
Wow.
And North Texas is getting a little bit of ice and, you know, wintry mix, as they call it. Us, just some good old rain and some serious wind.
That's right.
There you go. So just watch out for that. All right. So we're going to concentrate on being happy today.
Okay.
Lots of things we're going to talk about will be happy.
Good.
Okay? So just remember that. All right, let me see. Do you want to get the Valentine's Day and stuff out of the way?
Sure.
All right, we'll do that. Okay. So, there are restaurants that have meals, that meal deals for you know, different holidays. Mm-hmm. And of course, you would expect that there would be some sort of deal as far as, you know, places around here.
Right.
But there aren't any.
No?
There are none that are around here as far as chains are concerned.
Okay.
I mean, the closest thing we'd have is like Waffle House.
Oh. I thought the IHOP was a dump until I went into a Waffle House. Wow, they're not even trying in there.
The Waffle House will put a white tablecloth on and light a candle for you. Reservations are required.
Oh, that's awesome.
Hey, babe, we're going to dinner. Yeah, they're going to have a tablecloth and they're going to have, yeah, I'll bring a flyer, and they're going to have a candle on the table. Bad news, it's going to be at the Waffle House. Okay, yes.
Reservations required.
You know it. Got to find somebody answering the phone who can write. If you can do that, you'll be good. Hallmark has tracked their Valentine's sales in all major cities of the country, and you'd expect them to do that. And you might not expect what they found, though. The most popular card was the same in every single city in the country.
Really?
It is a Valentine with a deep red foil on the front, and it has a black script saying, "For the one I love," and a picture of a rose and a black ribbon. They've been doing this for years. This thing continues to be the number one seller.
Wow.
And you often hear that Valentine's Day is a completely bogus holiday that was cooked up by Hallmark to drum up greeting card business.
Yeah.
Of course.
Gone far beyond that, of course, because it's a whole lot more. You know, newspapers sell pages and pages of little Cupid ads. And if I had a newspaper here, I'd see if we had those. But I don't know if that happens or not. Hello.
Yeah. I want to wish everybody a happy St. Valentine's Day. That's right. It's a religious holiday like Christmas.
Okay. Thank you.
You know, it's funny, actually. Patrick posted a meme yesterday, I think it was, and it's got St. Valentine on it.
Okay.
And it says, roses are red, violets are blue. I was beaten with clubs, beheaded, buried under the cover of darkness, disinterred by my fallen followers, and you commemorate my martyrdom by sending each other chocolates.
Oh, very nice.
All right.
Actually, St. Valentine's Day celebrates the feast of two Christian martyrs, and it dates back to 269 A.D. So... there you go.
His commentary was, and all I got was this lousy chocolate sampler.
That's right. There you are. By the way, even more than that, chocolate designer shoes are available.
Oh.
A chocolatier in Dallas has made her treats in the shape of a Christian
Louis Vuitton.
There you go. Complete with the red heel.
Complete with the red sole.
So there
yeah.
you go. That's pretty. The New York Daily News says that it's one of the most popular last-minute Valentine gifts for men to buy her. Prices range from $30 to $55.
Babe, I got you a pair of Louis Vuittons. You did it! Yeah. I mean, those are $900 shoes.
Oh, are they?
Yes.
Okay.
And so, yeah, to trick someone by saying that you got them Louis Vuittons and then to open up even a $50 chocolate
yeah,
shoe.
Yeah, yeah.
Big letdown. Not a good idea.
Big letdown.
Not a good idea.
When Tom Turbyville worked on the show, he was a champion of Necco wafers.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Almost to the point. Well,
champion.
He was. The Necco wafer factory is right next to the airport in Boston.
Okay.
Okay. And he took a picture. He had somebody take a picture of Tom and Judy standing in front of the sign that said the New England Confectionery Company.
Wow.
Necco. And one time I was traveling and I found a candy store and it had you've seen Necco wafers,
yeah.
right?
You
know,
yeah.
They come in a kind of a wax papery thing, you know, and,
right.
and you can see the rodent hair in between them.
Ew.
Yeah, yeah, that kind of stuff.
Apparently, mm-hmm. if you snap the white ones in the dark, they spark.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I found a tube or whatever they're called, a container of all chocolate. They
Ooh,
had all
yep.
chocolate ones,
uh-huh.
so I brought that back to him one time because he liked Necco wafers. Once again, you don't know how old they are, and that's fine. It's like candy corn. But they make 8 billion of those little hearts, too. They do that.
Oh, okay.
The original list of sayings on the hearts included be mine, be good, be true, and kiss me, and sweet talk.
Hmm.
But back in the 1990s, the VP of Necco named Walter Marshall decided it was time to try and update the conversation a little bit. So he added fax me to the group. And since then, they've added email me and tweet me. How's that? But you've also seen Bite Me, too, which is, yeah. In 2014, in the spirit of nostalgia, Necco brought back their 5 retro phrases, which were Sweet Pea, Be Happy, Best Day, Let's Read, and Love Bug.
Let's Read.
I don't know. A couple of years ago, they added BFF.
Okay.
And Tiamo and Jatem. So
it is nice to give out some, you know, friend ones.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you're in elementary school and you're giving out your Valentines,
uh-huh.
you don't want to necessarily give, you know, Bobby one that says, I love you.
Right.
On it.
Exactly. Exactly. So you do that. Well, and
so you give him one that says, let's read.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Bobby, let's read.
Okay. So, like, when do you stop doing that in school?
I mean, at least for me, it was all through elementary school. So 5th grade was
right.
the cutoff.
I think that's probably was the same case for me,
right.
too. Brad, probably that same deal for you?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I loved it. You got to make a shoebox. You got to decorate it.
Okay,
and it was
so
like,
you still did it that way.
Oh,
I thought
yeah.
back in the dark ages, you know, when I was in 5th grade, that's what they did.
No,
we didn't even get to use shoeboxes. We just had to, like, staple 2 pieces of construction paper together and make a makeshift envelope.
Oh, interesting.
No,
oh, no,
we did shoeboxes,
yeah. yeah,
and you
did.
Wrapped them
yep.
and decorated yep. them, and then you cut the little slit in the top so
yep.
people could put in the Valentines.
That's right. And you could go to the store. Not, I mean, if you're a parent, share with us how that goes on now.
I think you definitely still have, you know, you go to the store and they still have all the different, you
okay,
know,
now here's the deal.
Themes to choose from.
They have boxes of them, I'm
right.
guessing, packages of
mm-hmm.
them. How many are in a package and how do they come up with that number and what if that's not enough?
Right.
You know, what if you have 27 kids and there's only 25 of those in there.
Right.
So do you get together with other families and you buy one and you split up enough so that you've got them all?
They're really not that pricey.
Okay.
I feel like you just buy extras and then maybe hand them out to other friends who aren't in your class.
But see, then it becomes in your 5th grade. Okay.
Oh,
after 5th
yeah.
grade, it becomes crucial if you have some left over the next
True.
Year. What do you do about that? So, just saying. Oh, and then, I mean, did you ever check and see if somebody didn't give you one that you thought would?
Of course.
I mean, I think in elementary school, we were forced to give everyone one.
Got to do that, right? Oh,
but
yeah.
But you had to be, there were like four designs in each box, let's say. And one of them was always a little more lovey than the others.
Yeah.
And so you
gotta
really,
set that one up.
You really had to be careful if you decided to give that one to, you know.
You give the lovey one to your crush.
Yeah,
you know?
That's it. Well,
But you don't want to give it to somebody on accident.
No, that's right.
And sending the wrong signal.
That's right. Then you're in the playground and there'll be an unfortunate situation.
No, Eugene, that wasn't meant for you.
Yeah, exactly. So the 2 weeks preceding Valentine's Day account for nearly 13% of florist sales each year. That comes to $40 million in that 3 week period. So there you go. All right. So, hey, it's the most romantic movies. If you're renting a movie, here are your top four. Pretty Woman. Really? That's Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
About the hooker.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Nothing says Valentine's Day.
I mean, it's a great movie.
Yeah. Ghost. Okay. Ghost. Okay.
Yes. Patrick.
Say Anything. I don't know that I've. I don't know that one either. And When Harry Met Sally. So there you go.
Three out of four.
That's it. So there you go. Yeah. I don't know. Do you know Say Anything?
That's John Cusack.
Okay.
It's the one where he holds the boombox outside the girl's window. It's like iconic pop culture scene. Come on.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So there. Okay. So a team of researchers in Saudi Arabia has created a... So we're all... That's our Valentine segment. We're done.
We're done.
All right. Okay.
We're done.
Team of researchers in Saudi Arabia have created a prototype self-destructing phone that can explode in under 10 seconds in order to keep secrets safe. That's pretty interesting. Samsung was doing that, you know, a long time ago. So then you didn't even know it was an extra added feature. But while we're talking about that, Verizon has decided to go back to offering unlimited data, talk time and text for $80 a month. That is the first, that's the price for the first line. When you add automatic payments, then that makes it a little bit lower. And you're also able to add up to four more lines for an additional $45 a month. AT&T, T-Mobile, and Sprint already had offered unlimited data. I don't know why Verizon decided to stop doing that. That was 7 years ago that they stopped. Apparently, it made a little difference, so they've taken care of that now. Mm-hmm. And, good. We have a new trend now for Nike. Nike's newest campaign is going to focus on equality.
Of course.
Oh, good.
It'll feature Serena Williams, LeBron James, and Alicia Keys.
Someone tweeted out the other day, equality, like the amount of money they pay the workers in the factories overseas.
Yeah, because
the $3 a day they're getting. But, equality.
Well, let me see. How much do Serena Williams, LeBron James, and Alicia Keys make in a year?
A lot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, they could go ahead and share the wealth with those Nike workers over there. I think they were meaning here.
Well, and this is my thing. Equality, then why don't you use other people from other races?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's probably right.
I wasn't going to say it, but...
So, that's right.
HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Hey, Dave, why is the other Dave chopping down a tree out front?
Well, Mr. Employee of the Month, you said you needed some set.
I said I needed that report ASAP, as in right away.
Oh, so what does that have to do with the tree?
Oh, boy.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now talking to Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. Now, Matt, let's say I'm a first-time pool buyer. Walk me through the process of everything that goes into it from design to completion.
The first thing is we come out and we visit a home site. We listen to the customer. We gather ideas. We look at the backyard. Then we come back to the office and we actually produce a 3D rendering. We've literally designed thousands of pools. So what you're getting is first-rate, top-notch design. And once the design is complete, then we turn around and we pick out all the materials. As an example, travertine is very popular this year. Then we go into financing. And we start working on all the details of that. That generally takes about 2 to 3 weeks to complete. Once the financing is figured out, about 2 weeks prior, we start putting you on our dig schedule. Once we get going, then you're talking typically 6 to 8 weeks to completion.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fun Pools at 979-690-3343 or click sunshinefunpools.com.
Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. 2017 is a different kind of year.
The IRS is making decisions for you. If you are getting a tax credit, refunds won't be dispersed until February 15th. If you're frustrated and not sure what to do, come see us at Bottom Line Bookkeeping. We have options for you. Call us at 691-2345 or drop by. And thanks again for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 13 years. Bottom Line Bookkeeping, 691-2345. You are more than just a number to us.
Good morning, 725, News Talk 1620, WTAW. The Infomaniacs were in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryant and Navasota. All right, we're going to help you out with social media here, just in case you do these things. We're going to try to help from an etiquette standpoint. Many people find things that you send objectionable. Maybe they don't want to tell you. Maybe they don't respond to you. But just don't post food video photos, okay? It's a common peeve. No one really cares what you are eating for dinner. Is that right? When's the last time you got one of those?
Yeah.
See, I don't do this. I don't know. I have no idea. Have you done anything lately that you thought was worthwhile for that?
Mm-hmm.
Adding lots of friends that you never met. Rule of thumb is that you shouldn't friend anyone that you haven't met in real life, with a few exceptions. And mirror selfies. Taking a picture of yourself in a mirror makes you look lonely.
Aww. Okay.
Posting everything. Social media has bred this false belief that all your friends and followers care about every moment in your life.
They don't?
I know. I'm sorry. Millennial milestones are best shared with close friends, okay? If anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the big one is checking social media instead of actually talking to the person who you're sitting across the table from.
Yeah.
At some point, just leave it there. Just put it away.
Yeah.
Maybe leave it in your vehicle. You ever think about that?
Oh,
yeah.
Hey, there's
that'd
that
be something.
Idea, yeah.
Then you're not tempted to look at it at all. We've had stories about restaurants that have little boxes where you can put them in there and lock it up, and they give you a freebie or something like that at the end, like dessert. That's a good deal. All right, words that will make young people look at you like, what are you talking about? We'll do that in the next half hour, okay? In the meantime, I get it all the time. In the meantime, let's take a look at the weather. The stuff is the leading edge of it has moved on in, and it's just, as we mentioned, it's going to hit Houston right about 8 o'clock, so that ought to be nice. But if you're going to be traveling really in any direction now, you're going to have rain. If you're headed north, it's significant rain all the way up to Dallas. And then headed all the way out to San Antonio, if you're headed out into the west, you will hit showers, but they'll be a lot lighter. And again, the leading edge and the hardest part of this rain is just getting into the Houston area, and it goes down to Victoria and all the way down to Corpus Christi, and it's a big system. It goes all the way up to West Virginia. All right, as far as the weather is concerned for us, and it's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. 51 degrees after we were at 66 earlier today. High temperature today is, we've already had it. So we're going to fall down to about 43 tonight after the rain gets out of here. Tomorrow, pretty nice day. Actually, we'll have sunshine for the rest of the week and the temperatures start climbing again. It'll be 62 on Wednesday, 64 on Thursday, about 70 on Friday. Hey, Saturday we're looking at 80 degrees, but right now it's just not very hospitable out there. We've got 96% relative humidity, winds northwest gusting to 35. We, in fact, have a chill factor of 45, and the air temperature right now is 51 degrees.
Society's most critical problems affect millions of people every day. That's why the world needs Texas A&M. From water research to homelessness to disease prevention, Aggies turn every challenge into the next groundbreaking milestone. When they stand together, nothing stands in their way, because Aggies are fearless on every front. Learn how Texas A&M is making an impact in our community and around the world at fearlessfront.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Well, there's been a lot of drive-by media coverage of the immigration raids in six states over the weekend. There are two narratives. First, there's the poor, innocent, persecuted, deported victims and sobbing relatives. Second, there's the supposed fear that's sweeping immigrant communities. But the reason why these illegal immigrants were deported hasn't been so easy to find in the media. Just one outlet, local CBS News branch Southern California, did the unthinkable. They reported on the people who were picked up in their state. CBS LA EyeballNews.com reports that of the 160 arrested, 150 of them had criminal histories. Five others had been previously deported, snuck back in, or had final orders from the courts to be deported. Many of the deportees had prior felony convictions, some of them for serious and violent crimes. That includes assaults and sex crimes against the children. It's perfectly accurate to call most of these people bad hombres, since 95% of those deported are men. Now, in case you're wondering, these raids were not targeted at citizens from a specific country. Those who were sent packing are from a dozen countries. They came illegally, they stayed illegally, they behaved illegally, and for the last 8 years, while the rule of law was ignored, they were totally comfortable. Well, apparently those days are over. Bad hombres are being deported, and the rule of law has returned, just as someone told us would happen.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Say, folks, your New Year's resolutions are probably long gone, but if you own land, Mahindra's New Year's resolution sale will make sure you get more work done this year. My good friends at Mahindra are offering incredible deals on the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on earth, like up to $7,900 in cash back and savings, plus the industry's best powertrain warranties. So if you gave up on that juice diet or pumping iron at the gym, don't worry. You can still care for the land you love with Mahindra tractors and utility vehicles. But hurry before the Mahindra New Year's resolution sale is gone. And I promise, Mahindra will help you get your work done, America. Learn more at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangee. Or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:32. It's 51 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan police on the scene of a domestic disturbance Sunday night led to a standoff that resulted in a civilian being shot by an officer. Chief Eric Buskey says the shooting, the first involving a Bryan officer in 6 years, was justified.
Yeah, I believe the policy was followed.
According to what Buskey says he saw on Officer Steve Laughlin's body camera, a 33-year-old man placed his right hand in his back right pocket and kept it there despite multiple demands to remove it. Buskey says the man then rapidly pulled out a black object from his back pocket and pointed it at the officer in a shooting position.
Officer Laughlin dropped to cover and fired his handgun several times, striking the male. Officer Laughlin believed the black object was a gun and he was in immediate fear for his well-being. The black object turned out to be a cell phone.
The unidentified man, who does not face criminal charges, is hospitalized in stable condition and is alert. The chief was asked if he thought the man wanted to be injured.
I certainly believe that that's a possibility. His actions would make me tend to believe that, although we have not talked to him yet, so he'd be the one I'd have to answer that question. But his actions, to me, appeared that is what he wanted to have happen.
The officer is on administrative leave. The owners of 19 vehicles parked in the Twin Cities last weekend dealt with the aftermath of criminal activity. On Saturday, Bryan police received 11 reports of vehicles getting egged, and most of the 9 reports College Station police took of broken vehicle windows were on Sunday. There was a variety of locations where the incidents took place. A Dallas man who 5 years ago was sentenced to prison for family violence assault in Brazos County returned to the local jail.
According to online jail records, 38-year-old Michael James Blair was picked up by the Bryan City Marshal to resolve 19 charges between 2008 and 2012. Blair was released the day after he was picked up, according to the online records, because he had served time in all 19 cases. All the offenses were misdemeanors, and most involved vehicles, including two when he was riding a bicycle. Almost 2.5 years ago, a Prairie View man was arrested outside a North Bryan business after hitting a police officer in the head with a pry bar. Last week, 29-year-old Charles Hogan Jr. admitted to the crimes of aggravated assault of a public servant, evading arrest with prior convictions, and the burglary at Penske Truck Rental along the freeway south of Woodville Road. Hogan was sentenced to 2 years, and he's being held for Waller County on charges of evading arrest and criminal mischief. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A bill in the Texas House will, if it passes, lower the default speed limit for Texas neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. One of the bill's supporters is Fort Worth City Council member Ann Zaday.
Lowering it to 25 miles an hour will be a way for municipalities to ensure that cars can slow down in neighborhoods to a reasonable speed and provide an improved safety with minimal impact on travel time for those driving in those neighborhoods.
Zaday represents a number of old neighborhoods in Fort Worth. She says it would take the city a lot of money to lower speed limits to pay for traffic studies and make hundreds of 25-mile-per-hour speed limit signs. A change in the way the Texas A&M System Administration is collecting one portion of state revenue was questioned at last week's Board of Regents meeting. Chief Financial Officer Billy Hamilton says due to their cash flow, they are delaying until the end of the fiscal year the receipt of any portion of $288 million from what's called the state's Available University Fund, which is administered by the University of Texas System.
By mutual decision, we're allowing them to hold the income in investments for a longer period of time. We're trying to ride the current strength of the stock market. They didn't want to liquidate investments early while they were still having the benefit of the rising stock market.
Regents Chairman Cliff Thomas of Victoria questioned the strategy.
Timing stock markets is pretty difficult. I don't know many people that have done well.
Well, I mean, they've done well so far this year. I mean, they don't. It's not a recurring point.
I mean, you know, we could wake up tomorrow and it not be a good decision.
Hamilton says there is no danger of losing the principal amount that the A&M system is budgeted to receive this fiscal year. In a fast-growing school district north of Dallas, Frisco ISD has started planning for what to do with state budget cuts.
One idea they're tossing around is to have kids empty their own classrooms trash as a way of cutting janitor costs. More money-saving moves are being discussed by volunteers and district leaders. Another of those is that pay-to-play initiative, which would mean parents having to fork over a fee for kids to participate in certain after-school activities. A few more ideas on the table include cutting bus service between high schools, except to the Career and Technical Education Center, as well as making any necessary cuts to library and tech support staff. Kristen Weissel, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 51 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, videos, 979-695-1620. More news at the top of the hour, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Join Bryan Broadcasting and the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley in supporting Empty Bowls Jr. February 25th. Students, teachers, and some of your favorite local restaurants and local radio personalities will all be on location at the Prosperity Bank location on East University Drive from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Donate $10 and get a bowl of soup, bread, and a handmade bowl from a local student. The money raised will benefit our area and school food pantries, ensuring that our local students won't go hungry. For more information, visit acbv.org. Empty Bowls Jr. from Taste of BCS, Prosperity Bank, Bryan Broadcasting, and the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marble Craft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. Now, Matt, I know that pools are a great investment, but sometimes people might be hesitant to get involved with them because they're worried they're going to be too expensive. Do you guys help with financing or do you need cash?
You know, financing is one of those tricky things that a lot of people seem to get caught in. And let me tell you, in 13 years of doing this, for the first time ever, we have some of the strongest financing programs that are available in the marketplace. It is so easy to get a pool now. It's one of the things that people think that it's going to be a really hard, long process. No, that's not it anymore. We can literally have a customer come in and within 24 to 48 hours have you approved. We can turn around and within a week to 2 weeks have your financing complete. And imagine just 8 weeks from that point in time, you're swimming.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fun Pools at 979-690-3343 or click sunshinefunpools.com.
Good morning. It's 740. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900. Or stop by their office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
We're off to another mild start this morning with temperatures in the 60s, but eventually
Just stop. That's so outdated now, really. It's 51. You forget all that stuff. It's 51 degrees outside, and it's already been as warm as it's going to be. The good news is that once this gets out of here, there'll be sunshine for the balance of the week, and by Saturday, we're back to 80 degrees. So it'll be just like this never happened. Got rain that we needed, a little bit cooler, and then we're back to the kind of February we've come to expect this year. All right, Ms. Sports. Indeed.
Coming up in sports, forward Robert Williams has been named co-SEC Freshman of the Week for A&M men's basketball. Meanwhile, the UConn women's basketball team earned an unprecedented 100 straight victories last night. And in the NBA, the Mavs fell to Isaiah Thomas and the Celtics, while the Spurs earned their 20th consecutive winning season with a win over the Pacers. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Because I promised we're going to be happy today, right?
That's
we're going to be happy.
Yeah.
Plus, it's Music Tuesday.
Well, sure, I guess that's probably right. This would be a good workout song.
Museday.
Yep. Yeah. Get those endorphins going.
Yeah. There. Now, don't you feel so much better?
Yeah.
But actually, there are things that happy people do, and you can do it, and you could start it today, and you can be happier. Number one, hang out with happy people.
Yes.
Because happiness is contagious. Likewise, if you hang out with grumpy Gusses, then you'll be a grumpy Gus too. So happiness works. Go outside. There is light even on the cloudiest day. So that can lift your mood, especially if you get trapped in an office. I have a window here, you see. I can see that kind of stuff. Exercise.
Yes.
For a lot of people, just dragging your butt to the gym sounds like something that would not make you happy at all. But you do. You feel better after you exercise.
Very true.
You just do. Get enough sleep. Sleep deprivation can do a lot. It can make you grumpy. It can make you feel bad as soon as you get up and feel bad all through the day, plus the fact that it hinders your mental capabilities.
So can oversleeping. I can tell you that.
That could work, too.
For this morning.
Meditate. Think about doing that, huh? Have you ever thought about that? Yeah, there are different ways to do that.
Puts me to sleep.
There you go.
Which is good, too, right?
That's
sleep.
Or there's other things. There's some happy fruits, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. A matter of fact, if you eat at least 5 servings of fruit or veggies a day, first you get the... Okay, that's enough.
Starts going into that clapping
part. Yeah, then we get enough of that. Anyway, but it leads to your better physical health. But now there are reasons to believe that eating more fruits and vegetables can be good for your mental health as well. 171 people divided up into 3 groups. One group ate normally. Another group was encouraged to eat more produce by receiving texts and prepaid vouchers.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
Oh.
While the third group was actually given 2 extra daily servings of fresh produce, like carrots and apples and oranges. And after 2 weeks, those who were given more produce to eat reported significant improvements in their mood, their motivation, and their vitality. And those who were sent texts and vouchers did not show similar improvements because they didn't actually follow through and do it. Even though they were given freebies, they did not do it. But clearly, eating more veggies is beneficial.
Produce is where it's at.
On the flip side, someone texted in and just said, eat a Snickers.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, can you medley that song with It's Rainy Tacos?
Oh, yeah. We'd have to see if we could do that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hello. You got to wait. We'll get to you. Hey. Now, this is a little bit interesting.
There you go.
Straighten it out again.
You
okay.
Got it.
Maybe flag football isn't safer as an alternative for your youngsters after all. Flag football, which has surged in popularity along with parental concerns about the effects of tackling children and young teens, actually produces higher injury rates for those players, according to a study from the University of Iowa. Now, I will tell you, the study was internally funded and received no funding from any football interests. Youth tackle football may not be as dangerous as you think. Here's what they did. They examined 3,794 players in grades 2 through 7 in two tackle football leagues and one flag football league. Now, the problem is there weren't as many kids. They couldn't balance the tackle and the flag football because there were more people who were taking part in the leagues that had tackle football. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But aside from that, they said that the tackle football players in the study reported 2.6 injuries per 1,000 exposures compared to 5.8 injuries in flag football. Now, part of it also is that, you know, you're not wearing any pads or protective gear in flag football. It doesn't say necessarily what kind of injuries they're talking about. So that's the one other thing I think that I would probably put in there is that because you're not going to have your heads, you know, you're not going to be knocking noggins if you don't have helmets on probably. So that's one of the real concerns, also, or somebody with a helmet hitting another part of a player's body in the tackle.
These kids are small, you know, and so not only are they do they not have a whole lot of weight behind them when they're smashing into each other, but also they're not too far from the ground when their head hits the ground, you know, and so it's different than an adult, like giant 200-pound adult smashing into each other.
Exactly, no matter what the technology is that's supposed to protect everybody.
So I could see that.
But anyhow, that's what they're saying. The study was not funded by anybody with any football interest. Hello?
Good morning. I just wanted to give you a traffic alert. The two stoplights around Rock Prairie Elementary are on red flash.
Oh, they are. Okay, in front of Rock Prairie Elementary.
Right, at Victoria and Wells, so if you don't need to go that way, you might not want to.
Good, thank you. Yeah, it's 7:45. There's no reason in the world that you need traffic to move smoothly through there, would you? I don't know what time class starts there, but yeah. Ooh, this is kind of fun. Now, this is cool. This is happening in the Metroplex. It's not happening here, but Uber got together with the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, the SPCA of Texas, and what they did is you download the latest version of the Uber app, you open the app, and you add the promo code PUPPYLOVEDAL17 to your account, and they deliver a puppy to you.
Stop.
Yeah. Starting at 11 o'clock this morning, those who request puppy love by tapping the little pink banner in the app, they match you up with a driver, and the driver brings you the puppy. You get to play with the puppy for 15 minutes, and then they take it on to somebody else.
Aww. Or you can be, my roommate has successfully brought her dog into two Ubers.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. And luckily, most people around here, both in Bryan College Station, and luckily most people are okay with a dog being in their vehicle.
Now, but, I mean, so you don't, I guess there's no way to tell the driver ahead of time that she has
no,
an animal.
I mean, I think you can contact them, but she just banks on the fact that they're going to be okay with it.
Ah, there you go. And they're okay with it until they don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then, well, and that's the other thing. I guess most of my Uber experiences, I've talked to the driver, actually talked to the driver before they arrive. And then that would be a good opportunity to do that.
Right.
But how big is the dog?
65 pounds.
Oh, well, that's not
it's
a
not
little
tiny.
Puppy.
No. No.
Today would be a problem. With it raining, probably wouldn't work.
Muddy paws, not a good idea.
But on a dry day, that'd probably work out all right.
With Sioux Falls Prater, you're able to push the limits of productivity. Right now, get a John Deere 320E skid steer at 0% for 48 months, plus a powertrain and hydraulic warranty. With 6,000 pounds of groundbreaking power, you'll be able to power through any job. Learn more about our John Deere commercial worksite equipment at cptractor.com. Offer ends 2/28/17, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Warranty restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
If you're living with psoriasis, you can live clear. Extract Light treatment is available locally, exclusively at Childs Dermatology. This treatment is clinically proven to slow and reverse the growth of psoriatic cells with virtually no side effects. Patients achieve 95% clearance and prolonged remission. Extract Light treatment is covered by most major insurance plans. So call Childs Dermatology to schedule your Extract Light treatments and start to live clear. Call 979-696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Here's a unique idea for this Valentine's Day. Celebrate the fact that your marriage is good enough. That probably doesn't sound very romantic, but don't dismiss the idea too fast. It may be just the thing to take your relationship to the next level. A lot of couples dream of having a picture-perfect marriage. They're drawn to the glamour and romance they see in movies. But let's face it, real life, just isn't like that. For most of us, there are bills to pay, children to raise, and laundry to clean. And after months and months of the same routine, your marriage may not feel all that amazing. It probably feels, good enough. But I think there's an upside to a marriage that is good enough. No marriage is perfect, and most could use some fine-tuning. But there's something special about an ordinary couple who loves each other and values the life they have together. That kind of simple commitment is the backbone of a healthy family. This Valentine's Day, allow yourself to feel okay with celebrating everything your marriage is while you're working your way to something greater. How do you do that? Well, start by having gratitude for the good parts of your relationship instead of focusing only on what disappoints you. Never stop pursuing all that your marriage can be. But in the meantime, recognize that good enough really is good enough. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. It's 752. For the second time this season, Texas A&M forward Robert Williams has been named SEC Freshman of the Week, an honor he shares this week with Tennessee's Grant Williams. During SEC play, Williams averages 12.5 points per game while leading the league in blocked shots with 31 blocks and ranking second in rebounding with 8.9 boards per game. Williams and his Aggie teammates return to the hardwood for a road contest at Vanderbilt on Thursday. Tip-off is scheduled for 6 p.m. with pregame at 5:30, and you can catch all the action on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Elsewhere in college basketball,
the queens of college basketball have done the unthinkable. A triple-digit win streak, 100 in a row for the UConn Huskies. 66-55, the final here in stores tonight.
Make it an unprecedented 100 straight victories for the top-ranked Connecticut women's basketball team. The Huskies, who haven't lost since December of 2014, topped sixth-ranked South Carolina 66-55 last night behind Gabby Williams' 26 points. Meanwhile, Brooke McCarty scored a career-high 29 points as number 8 Texas won its 19th straight last night, beating number 4 Florida State 92-88 in double overtime. The junior guard, who shot 11 for 16 from the field and 5 for 8 on three-pointers, scored 3 points in the second extra period. In Lubbock, Keenan Evans scored 23 points, Niem Stevenson had 21, and Texas Tech toppled 4th-ranked Baylor 84-78 last night. The Red Raiders rallied in the second half after blowing an early 12-point lead.
In Major League Baseball, a person familiar with the deal says the Kansas City Royals and left-hander Travis Wood have agreed to a $12 million two-year contract pending a physical. The 30-year-old Wood has spent the past five seasons with the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. In the NBA,
Leonard posting up on George, backing him down with left-hand dribble. In the lane, turns, fires, jumper. Good for Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard scored 32 points, and the San Antonio Spurs clinched their NBA record 20th consecutive winning season with a 110-106 victory over the Indiana Pacers. The Spurs improved to 42-13 in the season following Tim Duncan's retirement. They've had a winning record every season since 1998 under coach Greg Popovich. Meanwhile, in Dallas,
dribbles away from Yogi Ferrell behind a screen, three in the air, got it with a hand in his face. Ooh. Isaiah takes a brief glance down at that left wrist and then pulls it back in case something better comes up later.
Oh, my goodness, little fella. Isaiah, get in this house and play with those kids the right way.
Isaiah Thomas had 29 points and 8 assists. Backcourt mate Marcus Smart added 19 points, and the Boston Celtics beat the Dallas Mavericks 111-98 last night. Meanwhile, Cleveland Cavaliers forward Kevin Love will get a second opinion on his left knee while his teammates are in Minnesota tonight. Love has been ruled out for tonight's game against the Timberwolves, his former team, and there's a strong possibility he'll miss more. The Cavs host Indiana on Wednesday in their final game before the All-Star break. And in New York, Michael Jordan and NBA Commissioner Adam Silver are helping patch up the relationship between Charles Oakley and Madison Square Garden Chairman James Dolan. The league said Oakley and Dolan met with Silver yesterday at NBA headquarters, with Jordan participating by phone as a peacemaker. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There's an orange opportunity sales event going on now at WC Tractor, Brazos Valley's only Kubota Elite dealer. Get an M5 tractor with your choice of four models, each with clean Kubota diesel engines and your choice of transmission. And right now, you can get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 60 months. Visit one of their four Kubota Elite dealerships or check them out at WCTractor.com. Now through March 31st. 2017. Call toll-free 1-888-794-4992 for details about costs and terms.
Washington County Tractor. People and products that you can trust.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank. Serving you and the community. Better banking the way it should be.
If you've been thinking about changing banks, why not give us a try? We really do make banking fun. Member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Due to the overwhelming response to evening and weekend appointments, University Pediatric Association is now offering new walk-in hours Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. and 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. No appointment necessary. If you need to see a pediatric specialist in a moment's notice, then UPA is the place for you. Award-winning UPA, open 7 days a week. Click on upadocs.com for a complete listing of operational hours. University Pediatrics Association, celebrating 40 years of caring for your kids.
Howdy, this is Pat Savchek. It's been over 40 years since my dad Leon opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Savchek's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Savchek Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
Hey, good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW, the Infomaniacs. It's a couple of minutes till. The men's NIT was once the premier postseason basketball tournament in college basketball. Now, kind of become a testing ground for some new rules.
Yeah, I saw this.
Some rules that will be in effect for the NIT next month. The shot clock will be set at 20 seconds instead of 30 when the ball is inbounded in the front court. And no one-and-one free throws after three team fouls in overtime. All team fouls will be two shots. Well, that's kind of...
Well, and then they talked about resetting fouls after 20 minutes or 10 minutes or something.
Oh, I didn't hear that one. Wow.
Yeah, there was something, too, about resetting fouls. I don't know if you have to play all of those minutes to have your fouls reset.
Okay.
But that would be interesting, too. I didn't look, obviously, too much into it, but...
Well, we may have some interest. We may not. It may
good
not
point.
Matter.
Yeah. Good point.
Well, while Connecticut's in the news today for their women's basketball team, a group of Connecticut students caught on video sliding down a snow-covered hill in a canoe.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah. No, not fun. Didn't work well. No.
Oh.
The canoe came speeding down the House Barn Hill in Mansfield, Connecticut, before students completely lost control. They end up careening into a bystander, and then that sends the canoe flying head over hill.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't back. Sound good. Yeah, okay, never mind. Not fine.
Nobody was hurt. It was just, but it's spectacular video, so I guess it's probably out there if you want to go see it. All right, it's kind of not raining as hard anymore. But if you're headed down toward Houston, you're going to be in rain all the way in. And same thing's true pretty much if you're headed north and west. It's just it'll be lighter showers. And, yeah, we've already had our high today. Sorry you missed it. That was 66 degrees. We're at 50 right now. Chill factor is 44. WTAW College Station, Brian.